You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Last year, Palo Alto topped a national list of cities with the highest median rent, according to the rental market report Lovely. That's right, it even beat out San Francisco. Great schools, hospitals, access to public transportation, and jobs make the city an especially desirable place to live. That's why residents and community members in Palo Alto are fighting hard to keep a unique form of affordable housing open. KALW's Angela Johnston brings us the story of the struggle to save Buena Vista Mobile Home Park.
When you walk inside the Buena Vista Mobile Home Park, you can tell right away that this is home for more than 400 people. They've painted their units bright colors, like neon yellow and a deep orange. There are traditional mobile homes, small rectangular bungalows, but there are also little cottages, Airstreams, and RVs. Kids ride their bikes back and forth, zigzagging between the park's six streets.
I was 11 when we moved here with my parents. Practically grew up here.
Erica Escalante has lived at Buena Vista for 16 years. Now she lives in a bright pink mobile home with her husband and their 8-year-old son. Another baby is on the way. Many of Escalante's neighbors have lived here as long as she has. They've also chosen to raise their families here.
Because of the education and the access to a great education in the Palo Alto schools. Like, I went through all the Palo Alto schools and, you know, I was very happy with the education I got. And I wanted that same thing for my son.
It's a diverse community made up of seniors, families, people with disabilities. The majority of residents are low income and Latino. But people here own their mobile homes, and they pay a small monthly fee, about $650, to the owner to rent the concrete pad where the mobile home sits.
So we're walking towards like the main office, and this is where my mom lives, which I said is only 5 units down, pretty much from where I live.
And Escalante's sister lives a few houses down.
We have here the the laundry room, and then restrooms.
There's a makeshift lost and found on a fence post with a key stapled to a paper plate. Across the lane, two neighbors are having a barbecue outside.
So we're working hard.
The community has become even closer over the past few years. In 2012, every resident got a letter from the owners saying they wanted to close the park and sell the land. So Escalante and a group of other residents got organized. And for the past 3 years, they've been fighting to keep the park open.
It's been quite a roller coaster, I would say.
That ride starts like this, with the owners of the mobile home park, the Gisser family. Legally, they are allowed to sell the property whenever they choose. But like most cities, Palo Alto has an ordinance that says there are certain rules someone selling a mobile home park has to follow.
That will adequately compensate residents who are losing their homes.
That's James Zaradka. He is a supervising attorney at the Silicon Valley Law Foundation, the organization that's been representing the Residents Association pro bono. He says compensating residents doesn't just mean buying them out. It means paying them enough so they can find a similar life in another place.
And we think that means that the housing is able to accommodate the number of people in the household, that has similar school districts wherever it ends up.
Like the ones Erica Escalante wants her kids to go to. And Zaradka says they're also entitled to comparable health care facilities, transportation, parks, and childcare.
Which makes it, frankly, a very challenging in some ways ordinance to live up to because Palo Alto is such a unique place.
So the residents and the owners went back and forth for 2 years, negotiating how much money they should get.
The city finally said that the final one was adequate.
The owner offered residents between $50,000 and $60,000 on average. Zaradka argued that wasn't enough. Rent in Palo Alto can cost 4 times as much as it does to live at Buena Vista. And then there's this.
The term mobile homes is really not accurate because the statistics out there are that 90%+ of mobile homes never move once they are placed into a particular mobile home park.
And even for those who are able to move their homes, there aren't any other mobile home parks in the city. So they'd have to rent a place or buy something new. And that would cost much more than $60,000. The Residents Association was allowed to appeal the decision, and they did this past spring.
Hello. I'm Sue Eldridge, and I'm speaking to you tonight as a representative of the Palo Alto PTA Council's Buena Vista Advocacy Committee.
Palo Alto City Hall overflowed with hundreds of people. Residents of the park, community members, PTA presidents, Stanford students sat on bleachers, tables, the floor. People held signs that read "No High School Dropouts," referring to the 103 Buena Vista students who attend Palo Alto Public Schools. Residents wore black shirts with "Save Our Homes" in big white letters. One by one, people got up in front of the city council, including 11-year-old Nicholas Martinez.
I've been living at the mobile homes for 8 years, and I love my home and my school. Please help us stay in our homes, and if we leave, I will not get the education I have now, and I will not be able to see many of my friends. Please help save our homes. Thank you.
The value of a Palo Alto education was referenced again and again. Palo Alto is its schools, people said. But Candace Gonzalez also urged the council to consider what the city will lose if it loses the people of Buena Vista.
On a personal note, it definitely makes me cringe to think about losing what little diversity we have left here. I know that the color of Palo Alto is green. Let's shoot for a rainbow. Thank you.
And then the owners stated their case through their lawyer, Margaret Nanda. She noted it's perfectly legal for a mobile homeowner to close a park and acknowledged they need to accommodate residents, but
the fact that there are not affordable housing options for these residents to go to within Palo Alto and remain in the schools and within this community that is so dear to them is neither the fault of the park owner nor the park owner's responsibility. It is not the park owner's responsibility to build affordable housing in Palo Alto.
The council had to act like a jury and simply decide whether or not the plan was adequate. And they unanimously decided it was, with a few stipulations, like double-checking the appraisals on the mobile home values. Residents can also still appeal their individual offers. And the city set aside $14.5 million in hopes of helping buy the park when it goes up for sale. Attorney James Zaradka says saving the park is important for the Bay Area as a whole.
These folks at Buena Vista are kind of the canary in the coal mine for what this overheated economy is going to do to people who are low-income and in tenuous housing situations. If we lose this mobile home park, it's not coming back. Nobody's developing mobile home parks here or anywhere close by. And so we're going to permanently lose this affordable housing that really is, it doesn't rely on any government subsidy. So it's affordable by design.
The owners of Buena Vista haven't officially decided to sell the park yet. But when they do, residents will have 6 months to move. Erica Escalante is already looking for new places to live. She thinks she might have to move in with her parents and her sister's family.
We have been looking at renting like a one-bedroom apartment. It's like close to $2,000 just down the street. So, I mean, it does. We have, like, you know, looked into Sunnyvale and like other mobile home parks.
But if she moves to another mobile home park, she's worried she'll have to go through this all over again if those owners decide to sell. In Palo Alto, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.
This issue is coming to a head all around the peninsula. San Jose, for example, has 59 mobile home parks that house about 35,000 residents. Just last night, the city council passed a six-month moratorium on the closure of mobile home parks. In that time, the city plans to improve its protection for mobile home residents.